The House has voted to hold two former Trump White House advisors in criminal contempt of Congress. They defied subpoenas from the committee that's investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The panel's probe is approaching its final stages. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales reports the committee's to-do list is growing.
Select Committee Chairman Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson urged the House the two ex-Trump administration officials must be held in criminal contempt.
To run into this kind of obstruction, this kind of cynical behavior, as we investigate a violent insurrection, is just despicable. It can't stand.
One by one, the House Select Committee's members detailed how ex-Trump Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino and former trade advisor Peter Navarro defied their subpoenas. Ranking Republican Liz Cheney said GOP lawmakers still pledging loyalty to former President Trump are setting their legacies.
When the need for fidelity to our Constitution is paramount, they have abandoned their oaths in order to perform for Donald Trump.
The panel's sole two Republicans, Cheney and Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, were the only GOP members to vote with Democrats, sending the referrals to the Justice Department for prosecution. It culminated a day of heated debate, at one point pitting committee member Jamie Raskin, the Maryland Democrat, against Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
You've not been heckled by any of our members while I was heckled by
with Republicans poised to take control of the House next year, McCarthy vowed the panel's, quote, political show trial would be over soon.
When we take back the House, it will stop.
With midterm elections approaching in November, the committee's time could run out soon. The panel wanted to hold its first public hearings on its findings in May, but Thompson told reporters that could be tough. This week, he signed 10 new subpoenas.
Staff is still coming up with people they feel that we have to hear from.
That leaves the committee facing a difficult decision soon on when to stop investigating and turn to public hearings and its reports. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, The Capitol.